Watch, Mexican children hide under school desks as nearby Sinaloa cartel gunmen fight. By Cartel Chronicles on December 20, 2022. A turf war in the border state of Sonora between factions of the Sinaloa cartel is bringing the fighting closer to children at schools. In recent weeks, children have been killed in crossfire while others hide under their desks. One of the most dramatic incidents took place earlier this month in Guaymas, where gunmen loyal to the sons of jailed kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, also known as La Chapiza, clashed with those fighter under Ismael Almeo Zambada. A video shared on social media captured the moment when a teacher with a shaky voice tells her preschool students in English to stay calm and huddle under desks. The educator even tried to sing Taylor Swift's Shake It Off lyrics during the incident. Una maestra canta a niños de una escuela para que no se ateren por la balacera que se registraba al exterior en Guaymas, Sonora. Hashtag video pic.twitter.com/ufc5h152rk. Jorge Becerril JB / 8, at Mr. El Diablo 8, December 7, 2022. Days later, a similar incident took place also near a school in Guaymas when gunmen shot up a house hosting a Christmas party. The location was down the street from another school. Students were forced to seek cover at the sound of gunfire at the time. Moments after the shooting, the school principal dressed as Santa Claus to reassure the children they were now safe. Que imágenes tan lamentables de ya el crimen organizado. Luego de una balacera en Guaymas, Sonora, Santa Claus tuvo que ir a calmar a los niños de preescolar. Esos niños no tienen más de 5 años. Pero sigan glorificando la narcocultura. pic.twitter.com/d2yazsw1gj. El Zombie 2, at Dime Fred 2, December 17, 2022. Also this month in Sonora, two children died from stray gunfire. According to Infobee, a young girl died in San Luis Rio, Colorado as she was playing outside her home. In the city of Pajum, a young boy died when a bullet struck him as he made his way to a convenience store. The news outlet mentions at least 4 children being injured in recent clashes, plus 1 expecting mother. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by C.P. Mireles from Tamaulipas.